Why marriage is considered completing halves one thing? First of all, let's examine the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 187. It is made lawful for you to have sexual relations with your wives. They are libas, body cover or screen or sakan. You enjoy the pleasure of living with her. For you, and you are the same for them. A person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an individual and attains to fulfill what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him from the means to manifest the purpose of existence on earth. And this purpose of existence for male and female is the worship of Allah alone. And through the natural need for both, there is an interaction that mirrors both in each other in terms of support regarding the purpose of existence and in terms of support to safeguard from falling into evil. When we examine the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, O youth, who is other from you able, who amongst you is able to marry, should marry, and whoever is not able to marry is recommended to fast, because it is a protection for your sight and a protection for your private parts, lest the person falls in haram, and this is needed by both, and this is a completion from both parts to each other. Both are needed half and half in order to get the lawful enjoyment and thus protection from falling into sin, and therefore protection from for the deen for each part. This is one objective. The second objective is multiplication. Something beloved in Islam, for therein is the strengthening of the ummah and the prevalence of the deen. And this is the second objective, cannot be attained except by both. And then thirdly is the society at large, righteous families, good society. The people of knowledge assert that a person with desire getting married is better than optional prayers, because there are so much benefits and good consequences. If he becomes negligent, she can complete him by reminder, and vice versa. The married in accordance with the way of the Sunnah are in a state of contempt and content. We are talking about the overall situation. A marriage that brings people away from Allah should be checked from the beginning. How did it start? Did it start on the way of the Sunnah in terms of the choice of either spouse? Most often those who don't get married yet they are able, often think of zina, of haram relations, or haram means. I will repeat this. That's why, Sister Ummaysa, Islam religion, because it brought solutions in cases where marriage does not work out, lest harm may be inflicted on either party. Now the question is marriage an obligation or a sunnah? This is a matter of dispute between the ulama, between the scholars. Some of the scholars went to the opinion that a nikah or marriage is wajib, is an obligation. And they stated as evidence that it is from the way of the messengers. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Ar-Ra'd in chapter 13, verse 38. قال الله تعالى ولقد أرسلنا رسلا من قبلك وجعلنا لهم أزواجا وذرية. And indeed we sent messengers before you and made for them wives and offspring. And they said, because of the command of the Prophet, O youth, whoever is able, let him get married. So that this is a command, they said, and the command necessitates obligation. However, they conditioned that obligation is based upon two matters. Now, first one is financial ability, the second one is physical ability. This is the first opinion. And the third condition, however, also is circumstantial ability, meaning to be able to offer the wife her rights and to be just if he is married to more than one. Now, the second opinion is that marriage is a sunnah. And this is the opinion of the majority of the scholars. And they reasoned that the ayah cited by the other scholars on the other opinion, and indeed we sent messengers before you and made for them wives and offspring, they said this ayah, there is no dalil, there is no evidence in it on obligation. Rather, this is a clarification that this is from the way of the prophets, indicating istihbab, recommendation, not obligation. The second thing they said, in the command of the prophet for the youth to get married, they said, هذا أمر إرشادي. This is a command of direction, not a command of obligation. I will finish with the following benefit now. Marriage, however, the five rulings in Islam apply on marriage. It is obligation, listen to this carefully. It is an obligation if the person fears to fall in haram. This is the first case. Marriage becomes an obligation if the person fears falling in haram. Second, so this becomes an obligation. Second, marriage is unlawful under certain circumstances. In the land where there is war, fearing for his family, and in the case if he marries another one and unable to be just, then it is forbidden. The third matter is marriage is disliked for the poor who has no shahwa, no lust, because also this person will burden himself with poverty. Fourth, marriage is mubah, allowable for the person who has no lust, and it is recommendable if he intends to protect a woman, in this case by marrying her. So if he doesn't have desire for marriage or sexual desires, then in this case it is allowable for him, and it may be recommendable if he marries in order to protect a woman. Fifthly, it is a sunnah for the person who has desires and is able to carry the marriage, and this is in accordance with the majority of the scholars, the opinion of the majority of the scholars. I hope in this little explanation there is benefit, inshallah.